Music from just this past Tuesday night in Topeka. Our recording engineer, Chuck Smith, was there, and that's a recording of musicians from the Sunflower Music Festival. Jennifer Gunn, flute, Alex Klein, oboe, and Cynthia Rame, piano, for Philippe Gobert's Tarantelle. Next, we'll hear a little bit more oboe with Giuseppe Sammartini's Oboe Concerto. Then Schubert's Arpeggione Sonata with the one and only Mstislav Rostropovich. Good morning. I'm your classical friend, Cordelia Brown. Reminding you, we're still having our summer quiet drive. And an update is we still have some matching money for you. Every pledge you make is doubled to us. So if you pledge $100, we get $200. Thank you so much as our fiscal year is coming to a close. July 1st, Monday, starts a new fiscal year, and we want to start it in good standing. And thank you to the 35 or more donors who have already pledged more than $9,000. Yesterday, Betty Graham of Shawnee Mission supported us, and it was her third donation since April. And she said she just has to support KPR. She said she has a real passion for it. Thank you so much, Betty, for using our website, kansaspublicradio.org, to contribute. Vanessa Kane of Shawnee also made a donation, and so did Thomas Harries. He updated his sustaining membership. So thank you to these listeners and to you for donating at kansaspublicradio.org. Or if a phone call's more convenient, please use it. 888-577-5268. And support also comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art. Open Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Thursday, 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, noon to 5 p.m. Details at spencerart.ku.edu. Here is E. Musici with oboist Heinz Holliger for the Sammartini Oboe Concerto in D Major on KPR. Giuseppe Sammartini wrote that oboe concerto in D. E. Musici played it, featuring oboist Heinz Holliger. Next, the Arpeggione Sonata by Franz Schubert starts out a little bit grim, but then it becomes quite joyous. And also, an old-time Main Street band piece, The Cantonians, written for the citizens of Canton, Ohio. Good morning. This is KPR. We're live, we're local. Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence, and 91.3 Olsburg, Junction City, Abilene. Now is a great time to become a sustaining member of Kansas Public Radio, or to upgrade your sustaining membership. With our fiscal year-end approaching fast, now's the time when support like yours is crucial. To close our fiscal year securely, KPR has to raise $25,000 in the next few days, and thanks to a group of generous donors, they'll match your gift as an incentive. So please take advantage of that. Maybe you're already giving $10 a month and you don't miss that. Well, why don't you try doubling it? Just go to our website and you can change the amount, kansaspublicradio.org. Donate now there and double your donation. Then KPR's Quiet Drive. This is our summer quiet drive, when all gifts will be matched. The group of generous KPR members, including Chuck and Dee Blazer, Stacey and David Lambertson, and Dr. Nancy Peterson, they're matching your gift when you give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you so very much. Kind of like Mozart wrote the clarinet concerto to give the clarinet a shot in the arm. Well, Schubert did the same thing for the arpeggione, which was an instrument that didn't really catch on, despite the sonata that Schubert wrote just for it. The arpeggione was kind of it had six strings, like a guitar, but it was fretless and it was bowed, like a cello. So the Arpeggion Sonata here was played by an interesting pairing of Mstislav Rostropovich, cellist, and Benjamin Britten at the piano. That must have been an interesting recording session. Looks like today should stay partly sunny. The humidity's at 88%, and our high should be about 87 degrees. We're at 75 right now in Lawrence. Tonight there's an 80% chance of rain, with the low around 69, and tomorrow showers and thunderstorms are likely, probably before noon for our Friday morning, but tomorrow should be mostly cloudy, but with a high near 93, and the winds should pick back up tomorrow, and that chance of rain for Friday afternoon or Friday morning is 60%. And then all kinds of chances for rain for Saturday clear through Wednesday, so getting some rain. Here is Russell Alexander, the Cantonians, on KPR. It's a march. That's the Great American Main Street Band playing the Cantonians. The Topeka High School Historical Society invites you to come on out this Sunday evening with a lawn chair or blanket and enjoy the chimes from the Topeka High School Tower. It'll be a patriotic concert on the lawn of Topeka High. That's 800 Southwest 10th in Topeka. This is a free outdoor event, and there will be food trucks. The annual Music from the Tower concert will start at 6 p.m. with Jerry Anderson, Topeka High School class of 67, playing patriotic songs on the historic 18-note Deegan chimes. Topeka High School is probably the only high school in the world that has an operational Deegan chimes. This is KPR.
I'm Laura Lorson, the author of Your Help to Finish Out This Fiscal Year Strong. Have your gift matched dollar for dollar right now when you donate at kansaspublicradio.org.
It's 10 o'clock. Good morning. We're live. We're local. We're KPR from KU, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANV, KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. And KANQ Chanute. And at 8 o'clock tonight, straight up, we'll be carrying the presidential debate. The best way to listen to it and just focus on the words is to listen to it on the radio. We'll be carrying the NPR coverage of that. That'll start right after Classics Live tonight at 8 o'clock, presidential debate. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Habitat for Humanity of the Northern Flint Hills, building homes and community through new construction and home repair in Riley, Gary, and Pottawatomie counties, while operating a ReStore in Manhattan. Details at HabitatFlintHills.org. It's KPR.
Live from NPR Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up more than 60 points. You're listening to NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Amazon Business. From small business to big enterprise and everything in between, Amazon Business works to help simplify the supplies buying process. Learn more about smart business buying at AmazonBusiness.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. That was Saturday evening, June 22nd this year. David Allen Ware and Cynthia Rehm, pianists at this year's Sunflower Music Festival. That was Chopin's Rondo in C major. Go tonight for another free concert, classical music, tonight at Washburn at 7:30 in Topeka. You'll hear Beethoven's Sixth Quartet from his early set, Opus 18, the Ravel String Quartet. And after intermission, it's one of the most beloved classical pieces ever, the Mendelssohn Octet for strings. SunflowerMusicFestival.org will clue you in. And stay tuned. Next, we have an amazing recording, amazing performance of an amazing piece. The Organ Symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns with Paul Jacobs at the organ. This is our quiet drive. Thank you so much for contributing to KPR. And thank you so much to, well, we've had two anonymous donors just in the last half hour or so. Thank you so much for keeping classical music on the radio for everybody. And also thanks to Frank Goebel and David Bassey. Thank you so much, David Bassey. Betty Weiss, Elaine Johannes, David Guth, John and Sue Pearson, Susan Twombly, Lawrence Banks. Thank you so much for doing your part by visiting KansasPublicRadio.org and contributing. Thank you so very much. It is so important. It's the end of our fiscal year, and we're in a bit of a pickle. And we do need your support. The new fiscal year starts Monday, July 1st, and we'd like to be standing pat. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend, and support also comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, presenting ERA in the Heartland, Ratification and Reconsideration, a student-designed exhibit about the Equal Rights Amendment, now open to the public. Details at doleinstitute.org. Here's Paul Jacobs at the organ, and Terry Fisher and the Utah Symphony Orchestra for the Organ Symphony by Camille Saint-Saëns on KPR. Like a sparkling city rising out of the sea, sparkling and spinning like a gem. That was the Organ Symphony No. 3 by Camille Saint-Saëns, with Terry Fisher in the Utah Symphony Orchestra and Paul Jacobs at the organ. And good morning, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, reminding you it's our silent summer drive. KPR has always stood for 100% excellence. Forgive us for the times that we have fallen short of keeping that promise. Maybe this week is one of them. Not due to mismanagement of funds, of course. We never really buy anything extra. But just with the rising costs, we're having a lot of trouble keeping up with keeping everything going, as we've been doing since 1952. So as KPR has fallen a bit short of our fiscal year-end goal, and a group of generous donors, thank goodness, has agreed to match your gift to bridge the funding gap, you can help us rise to the challenge by donating today at KansasPublicRadio.org, and your gift will be matched. That's Gustav Holst using his theme from The Planets for the English hymn, I Vow to Thee, My Country. Barry Wordsworth, the BBC Concert Orchestra, and Della Jones was the alto, the mezzo-soprano. And this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Hey there, it's Destiny, your evening classical host. Through the day, please consider making a gift, and right now it'll be matched dollar for dollar. Any amount helps at this time. Donate online at KansasPublicRadio.org, and thanks.
Yes, thank you. And support for classical music on KPR also comes from the Sunflower Music Festival in Topeka, a week of classical and jazz concerts running now through June 29th, 7:30 p.m. at White Concert Hall on the Washburn campus, open to the public. More information is at SunflowerMusicFestival.org. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence. KANH, KANH, HD1 Emporia, KANV, KANV, HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute. Support for News Next on KPR comes from the Law Office of David J. Brown, LC, in Lawrence, working to help individuals, small businesses, families, and non-traditional families with legal and estate planning needs at 120 East 9th Street in Lawrence. This is KPR.
Was shut down in early May after Israeli forces captured it in their fight against Hamas. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Indeed. Designed to be an end-to-end hiring solution for businesses of all sizes to attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one platform. Learn more at Indeed.com/NPR. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. The Comedian's Gallop. That's by Dmitry Kabalevsky. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, your classical friend. We'll hear some Leonard Bernstein. Oh, in about 45 minutes or so, Francis Poulenc for flute and piano. And next on KPR, we have Quentin, or the Fifth String Quartet. It's one of the Opus 76 string quartets, which are some of Franz Joseph Haydn's finest. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes mostly from you, but also from the Lead Center, where tickets are available for upcoming performances, including the Czech National Philharmonic Orchestra, the Moth, Main Stage, and more. Details at lead.ku.edu. And from Spider Art Constructors, offering decorative stamped and stained concrete patio work across the KPR listening area. More information about creating your backyard oasis is at Spider Art, spider with a Y, spiderartconstructors.com. Here's the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin playing the Quinten, or the Fifths, string quartet by Haydn. It's called that because of the descending interval of the fifths that you'll hear towards the beginning. Haydn on KPR. That's Franz Joseph Haydn, the string quartet in D minor, the second one from the famous Opus 76 set. That was the Philharmonia Quartet Berlin. Next, we'll hear the duo of Carol Winsent's flute and Andras Schiff piano for some Francis Poulenc and then some Leonard Bernstein. It's just about 11:28, about 84 degrees in Lawrence. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from KU, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. You know, KPR is the result of a simple formula, local public radio, plus our dedication to using the power of media for the public good, multiplied by the strength of local listener support. With our fiscal year end approaching fast tomorrow, we could use your financial support to end our budget year in a strong, positive financial position. You can really help us out by contributing at kansaspublicradio.org. And thank you so much to Susan Newton of Mission, Kansas, for contributing. Also, Emily Bierman, thanks Emily, of Lenexa. And William Clemus is a new member. Thank you, William. He's from Lawrence, and he had a nice note as well. William said, maybe substitute some Schubert, CPE Bach, or similar in place of Mozart, who is getting overplayed in the world these days. Otherwise, all good, and thanks. And we heard from Richard Clement of Lawrence, Kansas. Thank you very much, Richard. And also Anne Brill, amazing, of Lawrence, Kansas. Thank you. And Leslie Ireland of Topeka had a note as well. Leslie says, this donation is for the end of year silent drive. And she mentions David Bassey. She says, David and the detailed weather reports from 2 to 5 in the morning are fantastic. Thank you, Leslie. And thank you also to Richard Foster, who contributed. He's from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Thank you so much. And Dina Friesen of Lawrence, who says, keep up the good work. Thank you for supporting classical music on the radio. It's so important to make it available for everybody, even those who are unable to support at this time. Here's Francis Poulenc, the Sonata for Flute and Piano on KPR. Carol Wincent's flute, Andras Schiff at the piano, for the Francis Poulenc Sonata for Flute and Piano here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, on this Thursday morning. It's about 17 minutes before 12 noon, and support for classical music comes most generously from you, but also from the Free State Festival, presenting powwow singer Joe Rainey, featuring an evening of indigenous visibility and celebration through song. It's tomorrow, 9 p.m. at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org. Well, next is Leonard Bernstein from 1980. Sometimes we hear these little pieces, little bagatelles, little nothings, by themselves, but this Divertimento for Orchestra has them all in a suite. Sennets and tuckets. No idea what he means. Waltz, mazurka, samba, turkey trot, sphinxes, blues, and In Memoriam, a march for the BSO Forever, the Boston Symphony Orchestra. Here's some whimsical Bernstein now on KPR. From 1980 and written for the centenary of the Boston Symphony Orchestra. That's Leonard Bernstein's Divertimento for Orchestra. The first movement, like a fanfare, was called Sennets and Tuckets, and apparently it's Shakespearean. Describing fanfares and stage direction, a sennet announces the entrance of a king on stage, while a tucket is used as a musical flourishing. You can see all of our playlists posted online at kansaspublicradio.org. You can always look it up, see what's playing, or look up and see what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org. More music in just a few minutes after the news on KPR.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, host org, and you'll also have your gift matched dollar for dollar.
Thank you so much to new members, Shelley and Bob Peters, of Prairie Village, who contributed to our fiscal year-end silent summer drive that we're having on KPR. And thanks so much to you for contributing. It supports classical music on the radio for everybody. KansasPublicRadio.org is the place to contribute, or if it's more convenient, to make a phone call. It's 888-577-5268. I'm Cordelia Brown. Thanks so much for your support of classical music. We're live, we're local, we're KPR from KU, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KANQ Chanute, KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 1201.
Live from